John, I imagine that's what you call sweet revenge, isn't it? After the 1-0 defeat that you suffered at the Grove in January.
It was tough to take when we lost 1-0 to a very dubious penalty, to say the least. So, we went to Blythe. We knew it was going to be very difficult. They're a good side, top of the league. We went there and we stuck together. Every man played his part, and like I said earlier, everybody needs to be sevens or eights. Your keeper needs to play well, and that's exactly what happened, to be honest now.
And to go away and beat the table toppers as well, and keep a clean sheet. I mean, this is a side, of course, that have won 25 out their last 37 league games. So that must have been just that extra bit satisfying for you.
Yeah, like I said yesterday, I'm clean sheet mad, and my record would show that. And I know that's not been the case this season, but two clean sheets on the trot. And to get a clean sheet at Blythe, I mean, you've got to defend, you've got to have a bit of luck, and your keeper's got to play a blinder, and then, to be fair, there was bodies being thrown everywhere yesterday, they headed and kicked every ball. Takis, he's pulled off a worldie at the end of the game, so yeah, very pleasing, but also deserved, I thought.
And bringing in Parson Smith and Clark from the start, what was your decision behind bringing those two in from the beginning?
Well, what we wanted to do, we wanted to play... I thought the lads had put up a good show against Ilkeston, but we wanted to play a bit more experience. And so we left a couple of the younger lads out, and we knew their shape. We knew the 4-3-3. And we thought if we went with a 4-4-2, that we'd be able to nullify or at least cope better against them in wide areas. They are very good in wide areas, we know that. So that was the thoughts on that one. And I think probably, if you, when you to go to the top of the table in a way, your experience is invaluable. So that's what we went for, to be honest.
And to have two players go off injured as well early into the game wouldn't have obviously helped its course. But how is Bradley Lewis and Aaron Griffiths?
I've spoke to him today, obviously, it's only 24 hours later, and Lucy's struggling. Lucy's out the two. Lucy's struggling a bit. His groin's still very tight. Probably Griffo is 50-50. I'd say Lucy's very doubtful for Tuesday night against Salford. Griffo is 50-50. We've got Michael Melvin was limping at the end of the game as well, so we'll check on him. But yeah, two enforced changes, and Ashley Parsons Smith went from being a threat at right wing to being right back. And again, like I said yesterday when I was interviewed yesterday, he was putting square legs in round holes after 20 minutes really, but the lad still stayed strong and more than played the part really.
And of course, it's straight back into the thick of it on Tuesday night against Salford City. But confidence is going to be really high, isn't it? Especially after that result.
Confidence is going to be high, but it's another difficult game. I think what does make it more difficult is when we play these sides when they've just lost. And Blythe lost last week to Sutton Coldfield, and their rivals won in the week. So, it was imperative that Blythe won yesterday. And the same, Salford lost 3-1 to Skelmersdale. So, tomorrow's vitally important for them. They'll be aware that, the playoff spots are getting tighter and tighter. So they'll come to probably ours own, with a must-win attitude, I would have thought. But, our confidence is right. The only thing that's that we've got to check at the moment is bodies. We've got a very small squad and, a couple of injuries. And, we could be very, very low on the ground. So, we'll do a check tomorrow. Both me and Matt have been making some phone calls, see if we can get somebody in time for Tuesday, but we'll know a bit more tomorrow on that one.
Thanks, John. Thanks for your time.